Hello and welcome to the Petty Pool Podcast, made by The Office and IT Class. First up is Danny with news about the annual B-Day, which takes place on the 20th of May.
Well, B-Day helps educate people about the important bees and what they do for their environment, which includes how they help grow 90% of the world's wildflowers, plants. 35% of the world's crops depend on bees to grow, and how they help build ecosystems all over the world.
We go over to Jack with the local news about a recent roof collapse at Northwick train station.
Hi, it's Jack Doe here doing the weekly podcast. Northwick rail station reopened to passengers 2 days after the roof collapse and major disruption was caused to service. The train still not start at the station yesterday, and no one was injured, and investigating are underway with the roof collapse and what happened this week. And Chris Pye, Network Rail in Frith, direct from the Northwest, said we thank passengers for their part while we've been working to make Norfolk Station safe.
And now here's Connor with the weather.
Hello, this is Connor Hintzey. Is that 12?
No, it's 10.
And it's tomorrow, high 13, low 7. So today, high 12, low 5. Sunday, high 12, low 6. Monday, it's a high of 13, as you can see here, with rain, but it's a low of 7. Don't know what he's laughing at. Tuesday the 25th of May, which is in 5 days' time, it's going to be high 14, low 7. Wednesday, 13, low 7. Thursday, 27th, it's high 14, low 7. And Friday, it's the high of 15, love 8, and that is your weather for today. Connor, signing off.
How has it been for our pets as lockdown restrictions have eased? Here's Faye to tell us in Faye's Pet Corner.
Hi, it's Faye for looking after pets after lockdown news over the past year. We have been at home with our pets, and it is stressful for them having us at home until we go back to work and college, and finally they can relax.
And lastly, our weaver of dark tales, George Bailey, has this horror story, set deep in the dark woods. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, you guys? This is George Bailey here, and today, this time, I'm going to be telling you a little bit of a dark story about the dark forest. Whenever there's light, there's always going to be darkness, so let's get straight into it. So I'm going to be telling you all the story of a certain person who got caught in a stormy weather of the dark forest and seen a really dangerous figure in the sky that flew over the forest. So let's go way back. Let's just rewind real quick. So you're walking through the forest. It's really dark and it's pretty late, say around 1 a.m. in the morning. And you're just walking, trying to find your way back to the cabin before it's too late. You only have 3 or 4 hours to make it back, and you already know you're lost. And you give up hope of trying to get back in time. But then you see a really weird figure fly through the air and land on the other side. Your curiosity peaks, and you go to see who this mysterious man is. When you walk up to him and see what's going on, you can see him feeding off the prey of his very unlikely victim. You walk up slowly, ask him if he's okay. His eyes shine, and his teeth widen, and it turns out to be a vampire. So he starts running away like crazy, and then he tries heading back to the cabin. Just make it to the cabin, closes the door, and barricades himself in there, making sure that the vampire doesn't get him. But, for your surprise, the vampire is able to go for the window. Someone forgot to close the window. So the vampire corners the person into the corner, and you don't know what to do. You're stuck. You're literally at a dead end. What do you do? So then you found this really cool sword called the Vampire Slayer Sword. And then you swing it around like whoosh, 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 across it. And then the vampire's like, So then you realize if you use the sword, you can kill a vampire. So you slice the sword in half, or should I say the vampire in half, killing the vampire and just saving your life. Then you realize that wasn't the real vampire. If that was a fake, then where's the real one? And then right behind you, it was at that moment you knew you messed up. So the vampire ends up turning you into one of them, and you live your life as a vampire for the entire night. Pretty sad if you ask me. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't go there. I would just ignore it. I'd just be like, nope, I'm just going to go back to my cabin, close the doors, windows, and go back to sleep. So if you guys enjoyed this little horror story of mine, the next person who's up next, go for it. This has been George Bailey, signing out. See you soon.
Thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Take care.